Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Happy New Year again, everyone. Hope everyone is having a great day and starting the new year off with great plans for 2016. And I have sitting here with me Nicole Roberts, who is our creative producer, and she's already told me she's got some great plans for 2016.
Yes, I do. I'm very excited. I'm happy to be home in Georgia for right now, but headed back to L.A. in a couple days to jump into 2016 and make some more magic happen.
Absolutely. And Doc Bill is always sitting in with us today. And Doc Bill brought in some really great food to make sure that we start the new year off great. So Doc Bill brought in some black eyed peas to make sure we have a lot of luck in 2016. So Doc Bill, glad to have you with us here today and really glad to have that food.
Oh, good. No Swiss cheese, but the food's still pretty good.
Well, some Swiss cheese would be pretty good right about now. And, you know, I just talked about in the last segment all the great fun I had zipping all around Switzerland and going to the various different Christmas markets. I mean, it was fantastic. And one of the favorite things I didn't mention, that was one of my favorite things in Montreux, Nicole, was they had a wishing tree where people could write their Christmas wishes on the Christmas tree and tie them there. And there were so many wishes that people started actually writing on the wall.
Wow, that's amazing. I love hearing about things like that because I feel like there's so many sort of different versions of that around the world, and especially in Europe. So it's always interesting to hear things like that. And the fact that it's a tree.
I know.
Christmas wishes is.
And I'm sure wishes for 2016. Mm. So they are definitely putting those wishes up there. But it was so easy for me to get around because the Swiss travel system is set up fantastic. You can actually buy a pass that allows you to travel across the country from city to city, from town to town. And once you're within the city, you can also use that pass on trams, on buses to really get around the city. All you have to do is just show this pass. You can get it even before you leave the U.S. and it's perfect. But if you don't get that pass, when you check into your hotel, they actually have a pass for you to take the trams and the buses around the city waiting for you when you check in. I mean, that transportation system is fantastic. I think we can learn a thing or two here in the U.S. from their transportation system. Quick rail down to Savannah would be good, right, Dr. Bill?
We definitely need intercity rail between the state of Georgia.
Oh, I definitely agree with you on that. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the cities and everything, too, because, you know, if you're not planning to go for the Christmas holidays, Switzerland is a great country to go and visit really year-round. And as I mentioned, I started off in Basel, and it is known as a city with a history. And the city has over 2,000 years of history. I mean, the history just really goes back really, really far there. And today, the city is alive with a lot of museums, buildings that you can see that are in, you know, the old town, such as City Hall, which was built actually in between 1504 and 1514. So they still use that building. That is still where Parliament is seated there. So lots of history there, located right on the Rhine River. And it's known for its museums. There are 40 museums. Now, Nicole, I know how much you like museums. There are 40 museums in that city alone.
That's amazing to me. I love that. And what I'm really excited about that I read about this city is the Teddy Bear Museum. That one seems very interesting to me because it's the largest of its kind, and it has the largest collection of teddy bears, dolls, dollhouses, and miniatures in the world, which I find amazing. And you know how much I love to collect toys of different kinds, especially Barbie dolls, but teddy bears
as well.
Is also another great one.
Yeah, I think your mom would do a thumbs up on that one. Yes, lots of toys. And you've always done really well with keeping them, you know, intact too, and keeping them so that you can enjoy them really for a longer time than just playing with them for a couple of months.
Oh, yes.
So absolutely. So you probably have some toys that would be museum quality. But absolutely, I agree with you. That is really a fantastic museum. And it really is very unique. And it's just not one of the things that you kind of think about when you think of a museum, but why not? And Basel is filled with so many unique museums like that. Now, I zipped on over to Montreux after that. I took the train very easily over to Montreux. And this is the beautiful city on Lake Geneva. And Doc Bill, some people actually call this the Riviera over there, the Montreux Riviera, because it is so beautiful right there on the water. I know I sent you some pictures home that gave you the view from my hotel room of the mountains and the whole area there that you could see.
I mean, it's a beautiful area. It's almost like that whole alpine setting is really nice.
Well, yeah, and I wanted to send you those pictures because I know how much you like chocolate. And Nestle, actually, was born there in that area, as is where, you know, Nestle started.
Chocolate is great. You know, I mean, they combined chocolate with milk and made the, you know, milk chocolate. That was the first way chocolate was eaten in the here in the West. Over in Mexico, where chocolate was actually from, they basically mixed no dairy with it.
Well, they definitely mix the dairy with it there in Switzerland, because the milk chocolate is fantastic there. I mean, they are known for their cattle and for their cows there as well. And not only because of the chocolate, but of course the cheese that we're going to talk about a little bit later. And also too, you can get really, really good beef there as well. But I want to also talk about, you know, if you like castles and going to visit castles, I had a chance to go to Chillon Castle there in Geneva, which is actually on a little island, which is really kind of interesting to think about it like that. When you drive up to it, it doesn't really look like it's an island, but there's a covered bridge that you take to it, and it's, you know, it's a very historic covered bridge. And you go and you can tour around this old castle. And one of the things I found out also, too, is that the castles were actually not made of stone. You know, we think of that so often, but they actually were covered with a white plaster type substance that they used on castles back in that time. So that was some interesting trivia.
That's very interesting. I don't think I knew that.
I know. It's really cool. And do you know that tourism really started in that area because of Lord Byron, who wrote the book, The Prisoner of Chillon? And people wanted to come and actually see, where is this area that Lord Byron was writing about? And not only him, but lots of other authors that penned great books were part of that whole search to get tourism going there, because people wanted to come and see, where is this pristine area? And I definitely say, if you're going to Switzerland, you actually want to check out Montreux. And Montreux has the Montreux Jazz Festival, if you've heard of that. Dr. Bill, I know you really like jazz.
Yeah, it's a very famous jazz festival that they have, and some of the jazz greats have performed there.
Absolutely, some of the jazz greats have performed there. And just this summer, Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett were performing there. And some of the people they knew who Lady Gaga was, but they were like, well, who's Tony Bennett? So it was a great way to bring that mix of old school, new school to the jazz festival there.
That's great. Cool. Yeah, because they have their album that they recorded together.
That's so right. That's right. They do. So the thing also, too, that I like about Montreux is that you can cruise during the day or go up in the mountains on the Golden Pass, which is a great way to do a one-day tour just around the Alps and just see everything. You can sit up front in their premier class on the train, and you feel as though you're driving the train, which is fantastic. So you can take that right out of Montreux for a day trip. And it's just great, great, great time. So I had to leave Montreux and go into another city, but I was a little sad to leave Montreux because it's so beautiful. But I enjoyed Bern. I went there too because it's a city filled with history. And Dr. Bill, you must go there because the Einstein Museum, you would literally spend the whole day there going and seeing just his life and how he's just exhibited there. And also, you can also visit his home where he lived.
He was a patent clerk, and he wrote the theory of special relativity, which was published in 1905, and it's a theory of high-speed motion. 15 years later, he wrote his most famous theory, the theory of general relativity, which is his theory of gravity. But Einstein and Switzerland are forever tied.
That is true. That is true. I mean, and Bern is where he actually wrote the theory of relativity. And Bern is also known for its bears. I mean, there's so much I can talk about. I'm actually going to put a lot of this online, so you guys are going to just see it on our website, which is travelbagswithanita.com. Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment. And, Nicole, we didn't get a chance to talk about Lucerne. So when we come back, let's you and I talk about Lucerne, because I want everyone to know why it's a special city for you, so that I'm not the only one going on and on and on as though I've now become a Swiss citizen almost or something. And you can share a little bit of your love for Switzerland as well. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we'll be back in a few minutes. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. This is Travel Bags with Anita on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WBN.